We went a little bit over on our work session on Tuesday, December 13th, 2022. Welcome you to our commission meeting. I've asked Craig Webb from the attorney's office, investigator, to come forward and lead us in the pledge. Craig? All right, we'll go down to some informational items. Curtis, you have the reminders, apparently.
Oh. I didn't know that I was, just want to remind everybody that we've got a cancellation of the December 27th meeting, commission meeting. I'm not sure why I'm reminding people of this, but, we'd also encourage folks with the agenda item approval deadline for January 23rd commission meeting has been shortened by one day due to the New Year's holiday. So January 3rd meeting, yes. So be sure to get your KISS Flow items in.
All right, now we'll go on to public comment. If anybody from the public would like to come forward at this time, I would ask you to keep it to 3 minutes. Seeing none, we'll move on to our public hearing. And then look for a motion to open our public hearing and budget.
Okay. You want Curtis to explain?
Just opened up. Yep.
Okay. I move that we open the public hearing.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Curtis.
Commissioners, you have for your consideration today a budget amendment with various budget items related to the year end, and I'll walk you through those for your consideration. In Fund 10, Human Resources, budget adjustment, and you'll see this on several departments, where last year we calculated attrition savings based upon historical averages. Some of those attrition savings did not happen. We didn't have turnover at the historic rate, and so we're having to reverse those attrition savings out of the expense line items. So this is the first one with $65,800 for the human resources and information systems. There's $150,000. There's still an attrition savings of about $100,000 in that department. A recorder, $156,100 is being put back in to offset that attrition savings. We have a federal grant for reimbursement of COVID detection and mitigation in the Corrections Department for $15,700 with an offsetting expense of $15,700. In Human Resources, we had some unanticipated retirement payouts that took place. And so then you see that in three different departments here. Human Resources at $36,000, Commission at $10,000, and Surveyor's Office at $5,000. We also have a workers' compensation projection error in the Surveyor's Office of $1,500 that needs to be adjusted. And then we had a payroll projection error in Human Resources and in the Surveyor's Office, $25,000 in Human Resources, and then $12,000 in the Surveyor's Office. In non-departmental, we have a transfer out of $100,000. This is funding of the CDBG program from 2012 to 2020 due to reimbursement, due to the under-reimbursement of administrative fees during that time period. We currently have had a negative fund balance for the last couple of years. This was an audit finding last year. And so this will correct that audit finding. We also have a transfer from contingency, an expense in contingency in which we need to correct a prior year's HUD CDBG trust fund repayment of $30,000. And you'll see that down as we get into the trust fund as well. In Public Works, we had the attrition savings that did not occur of $82,400. In Fund 27, RDA pass-through, this is where we've run our federal rental assistance program monies. We did not have this budgeted for the year, and so the entire year's amount of $7,795,872 in revenue, with offsetting expenditure in programs and in contract services for the same amount, is being passed through. This goes to the state for administration. In Fund 29, CDBG, you see the transfer in of $100,000 for that under reimbursement of admin fees over the 2012 to 2020 lifespan of the program. In Fund 52, inmate services, due to staffing and shortages, there was some overtime attributed to the staff that operate within inmate services. And so that's $12,873 that needs to be accounted for. In Fund 61, insurance, we had an unanticipated retirement payout, and so our payroll is short by $3,000, and so we need to make an adjustment in that area as well. In facilities, Fund 63, once again, we have the attrition savings that were not realized of $39,700. In Fund 71, here's the offset for that trust account, and you'll notice it's about 15 cents less, or is 15 cents less than the transfer above, of $29,999.85. We will make that payment, and that trust account will be closed, never to be reopened in the history of Davis County, would be my hope. In Fund 80, this is State and Local Fiscal Recovery Fund. This is part of the America Rescue Plan. The July 27th scope of work for the Davis County Attorney's Office increased the amount of expenditure, and so this is catching up with that July 27th scope of work. And so in payroll, $130,303, in benefits, $17,933, payroll taxes, $6,966, workers' comp, $732, insurance, $13,955, and in retirement, $18,161, communications, $678, and then the last two items for your consideration, professional and technical expense increasing for our Slough-Ruff consultants. Not having staff to manage that program, our consultants have in large part taken that on. We have now extended an offer to an individual, and we anticipate that he will be joining our staff on January 4th, to manage Slough-Ruff and contracts. So we'll see this decrease next year as we use the consultants more in their initial capacity. That expense and that revenue from Slough-Ruff is recognized there. One item of note, the November 8 budget amendment had an incorrect account number for the Health Department capital account. It was provided an account number ending in 610730. That should have ended in 630730. And so the intent of the budget change was clear, and so we've gone ahead and made those expenditures so projects could move forward, but wanted to make sure that that was noted if there was ever any confusion. So with that, Commissioners, happy to answer any questions that you may have regarding this, and Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
I don't have any questions because we had the opportunity to ask those earlier. So thank you, Curtis.
Hey, we'll open up to the public for any comments. Please come forward. Seeing none, we'll look for a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We'll go down to our first action item, the approval of the additional 2022 budget appropriation requests.
Yes, I approve I move approval of the additional 2022 budget appropriation requests. Budget increases may be funded by new revenues, State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds, which is the acronym SLFRF, Slough-Ruff, that we refer to, and or monies unspent in the prior year, which is fund balance. So I move the approval.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, move on to our business and action items. Animal Care Director Ashley Young.
Morning, Commissioners. Today we have our November 1st through November 30th of 2022 adoption numbers for your approval. This was a record-breaking month for us in November on adoptions, which is really exciting. We did have 211 adoptions. That's 138 cats, 62 dogs, and 11 other species. We did get in some cockatiels, and then also rabbits were adopted in November.
Wow. I saw a great little article and an explanation of, in fact, I saved it to give to you, that program for adoption fostering.
Friendly Finders program. Yeah. We've seen some really great success with that already.
Yes. Yeah. It's fantastic. And even in the paper, I saw separately, I think, a little ad of a dog that's a good one to be adopted. And so just all the promotion and the ideas, things you're learning in conferences and bringing to Davis County, just really great, Ashley. Thank you and your team. I move approval of those November 2022 adoption contracts.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. From the Attorney's Office, Chief Deputy Craig Webb. Attorney.
Good morning.
Hey, Craig.
Good morning.
So this agreement is a letter of commitment. It's basically just outlining some pricing for a secondary test of our UA program. We currently have a contractor. Davis County has a contract with Thermo Fisher for the urinalysis testing that takes place within the jail and within our specialty courts. Best practices for specialty courts require a secondary test or a confirmation test. It's a grade above what's currently being done in the jail, and the people that are in the programs as participants have a right to challenge the test sometimes if they don't agree with the outcome. So then it has to be sent off to a different lab. Currently we use Cordant, and there's no contract or an agreement with Cordant, but Thermo Fisher had this letter of commitment that they wanted signed, just outlining pricing. So it's really no commitment that we have to use them at any time or stop using them. So.
Yeah, thanks for the explanation. So the terms are payable in the amount of $20 per sample beginning November 14th of 2022 to December 31st of 2023, and I move approval.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Craig.
All right, from Community and Economic Development, we got Director Kent Anderson and also Tony Thompson will be also presenting. So looks like Tony's going to go first. Tony.
Morning, Commissioners. Tony Thompson, glad to be here with you this morning. We've got a couple of items here dealing with items 3 and 4. These are dealing with part of tax ID number 07080129, also known as part of the Davis Park Golf Course Driving Range. UDOT's been undertaking a project of widening Highway 89 up through there and has come to the county with some paperwork and requests for some property there. And in so doing, we felt it necessary to reach out to Fruit Heights City and get in place an interlocal agreement that would allow us to continue the operations of the driving range after the acquisition of property by UDOT for those projects. So first one is number three is an interlocal agreement with Fruit Heights City and Davis County that kind of lays out the end results of what Davis County would like to have as far as function of the driving range and the ability to get in and out of that property that's being acquired for a retention basin as part of that project. So that is that. Number four is an acceptance of a real estate purchase contract that's been supplied by UDOT for purchase of, there's two deeds that are in the package there, a quitclaim deed that'll be part of the frontage road vesting in UDOT for Ward Road, and then also a deed going from Davis County to Fruit Heights City for a retention basin that was part of the interlocal agreement, and along with an easement that is there for slope easements and other access in and out of there for UDOT. So we have those three deeds that are included in that purchase contract, along with some title company documents that will be forthcoming as we get into the closing side of this that will require signatures that In the past, we've just had those presented when we get them and get the signatures necessary to move this transaction forward. So with that...
Tony, quick question.
Sure.
What's the difference, and I think several years ago I heard your answer, but I would love to be refreshed and it might be good in the record. The difference between a quit claim deed and a regular deed? Are you saying there's one of each in this? Or?
Well, there's two quit claim deeds, one for vesting the road. It'll be the extension of Ward Road connecting as a frontage road to Highway 89. And then also Davis, that'll go to UDOT, Davis County. There's a deed from Davis County to Fruit Heights City for this retention basin. It'll be part of the project also that'll have stormwater and things, other types of water that are stored in there during storm events off Highway 89.
So they're both quit claim.
Yeah, so it's basically, there's no warranties or guarantees with it.
No.
It's just the interest that Davis County has in the property. There's the quit claim deed or the warranty deed that carries along with the warranty deed carries certain warranties of, you know, if we guarantee that we own the property, if we have after acquired title to it, all that transfers through. So quit claim deed is basically just conveying the interest that we may have as it appears of record. Or not of record, so.
Yeah, that's kind of basically what I thought it was, but I thought it was worth double-checking. Okay.
So the amount of the purchase contract with UDOT is $1,441,200. In that price, there's also some cost to cure that's included in that, some that being a fence to be installed along the east side of the driving range, along with reconfiguration of some of the irrigation system and a new tee box that's in there. So that is not all land purchase, but has some cost to cure that's in there. So, and number five is a request to Centerville City for the remaining 10% of our improvement bond that we put up with Centerville City when we developed that little three-lot subdivision known as Dual Creek Place. So this is just requesting the remaining 10% of that bond, and that put with this request, it'll relieve us of any warranty on those improvements. So we'll be out of warranty period.
Got homes on there, don't they? Seems like.
I don't know if they're occupied homes, but last time I drove by there was things coming out of the ground. So those three items. If you have any questions on them, I'd be glad to answer.
I don't. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Commission, Kent Anderson, Director of Community and Economic Development. Thanks, Tony, for your work on that. That's been a long time coming, and you can tell there's a lot of nuances and timing for a lot of those agreements. And so I really appreciate the work and the dedication he's stuck with that. Item number six is an approval of a resolution and interlocal cooperation agreement with Farmington City for the North Station Digital and Commerce Drive multi-year project. So this is the third quarter project that each year there's been a commitment over the last 3 years of $4 million, and this is now completed on November 22nd when you approved portions of the third quarter transportation grant priority list. And so this is the actual agreement now with Farmington City for that development in North Farmington Station. The terms, I think, payable in the amount of $12 million, beginning 12/13/2022 to 12/13/2024. And finally, item number seven is approval of the Davis County Council of Governments third quarter transportation grant 2022 priority list. And so this is going to be specific to items two and six that were tabled on the November 22nd meeting. We had a work session with the commission on December 6th where we invited Layton City to come in and discuss their projects. I'm going to talk a little bit about the specifics, but first, terms payable in the amount of $13,031,598 beginning 12/13/2022 to 12/31/2025. The specific changes as it relates to items number two and six on the second page of the priority list is item number two for the Layton Station pedestrian overpass. Staff's recommending the Layton City can request the project expense reimbursement not to exceed $2 million if necessary once all the other funds have been exhausted. So remember, they had some additional funds that were coming in. We would like this to be the last pot they draw on. Item number six is the Hillfield Road 3200 West widening. Layton City shall enter into a development payback agreement for the portions of right-of-way that are currently undeveloped and reimburse Davis County proportionally if development payback fees are collected. So again, that's along that area to be developed. And so I thought there was a good conversation about a payback agreement that development should pay their way. And so this could be a potential reimbursement that we'd see in the future back to the third quarter program.
Awesome. Yeah, those were some good meetings and good conversations. Thank you. I move approval of 3 through 7 as presented.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks.
All right. From Facilities Director Lane Rose. Lane is not here, so I'm going to assume Commissioner Kamala.
Yeah, I'll be happy to do this one. So number 8 is I'll go ahead and move approval of the standard professional services contract with Cone, it has a K incorporated, for elevator maintenance and inspection services for these facilities, the Clearfield Branch Library, Memorial Courthouse, Health Department, Event Center, and Bountiful Branch Library facilities. All have elevators, and so this will help us with the maintenance of them. Terms are payable in the amount of $14,393.04 beginning November 1st of 2022 to November 1st of 2027. And Lane Rose did visit with me about this in advance, and it'll be good, better than what we have right now. Good.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Right from the golf course, Chief Deputy Zach Johnson. I'm sure, is that Caden with you?
Yes.
Want to bring him up and introduce him to us? Yeah, we might have him up here on the camera.
Good morning.
Morning.
I appreciate the opportunity to stand here and present the contract of the profit sharing plan with Caden Jones here. Caden is our newest assistant professional at the golf courses. He's been with the county for over 5 years, Dan.
5 years.
And he just wrapped up his first year as a full-time employee as the assistant at Davis Park. So a very valued addition to the golf course, and we're happy to have him. And he's also gone through the prerequisites to qualify for this contract, and that's the contract I'm presenting, which is the profit sharing plan with Caden and the Pro Shop. He will benefit 7% of the net profit from the Pro Shop. That is to incentivize Caden and his hard work throughout the year. Just to give you guys kind of an understanding, our Pro Shop sales revenue is a large part of our business, and that is aided by the programs and leagues that we operate throughout the year at the golf course. We have 6 leagues, if you count juniors, 3 ladies leagues, men's and seniors league. So during the season from March till October, the golf course is a busy place, long days, long hours. A lot of that goes into operating and maintaining the leagues, which is one of Caden's primary tasks at the golf course. So it's very well earned, and we appreciate your guys' support and approval of this contract. And do want to make note that it is a multiple year contract. The agenda here says until 12/31/2022.
But it's longer.
All of our contracts with the profit sharing were good through 2023. So I do want to make
note of that. Yeah, let me get that right. Then the terms payable in the amount of $7,000 of the net profits from the Davis Pro Shop beginning January 1st of 2022 to December 31st of 2023.
That is correct.
Yeah,
yes.
That's great.
Any questions?
Nope. I don't have any. And, not really welcome. You've been already serving in Davis County and doing a great job. So thank you very much, Caden, and congratulations also. These two courses are, I would say, beloved by our residents and beyond for those who know about golf and enjoy golf. And we've seen some great progress in just the time that I've been here as a commissioner.
Are doing well. Yeah, we are on pace for another year,
which is so great. Yeah.
And that has capability to be open in the winter too, right?
Yes. The goal is to extend the season. It will definitely do that.
And when is that anticipated to be completed?
We got bad news from the contractor our last meeting. They were shooting for mid-March, but from some deadlines and some various reasons, we're pushing it back to, they forecast mid-May.
May. Are they having supply chain problems?
Supply chain problems, weather has been issues as far as construction and getting utilities and stuff over there so they can do what they need to do.
But we're grateful we're getting weather.
Having the snow,
it has an adverse impact on golfing.
And growing grass,
Right? Yes, absolutely. Great. Well, thank you so much for coming and both of you and presenting this. I move approval of the contract as presented.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. From the Health Department, Director Brian Hatch.
Morning, Commission. Maybe it's not on the agenda, but a request if Curtis is going to quote the last line of "Twas the Night Before Christmas." All be quoted.
After the meeting.
Yeah, it can be sung. That's the
with
best
actions
way.
Actions, and he can change. Yeah. Yeah. One item today, it's a request for approval of our professional service contract with Dr. David Cope. He's our medical director for the health department. This is payable in the amount of $15,600 beginning 12/13 of 2022, running through 12/31 of 2027.
Yeah, this is great. I know about this also from Brian in our discussions. And that one little correction there, David Cope in the agenda. And he does great work and understands public health. And so we're thankful for his service. I move approval.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. From the Sheriff's Office, Chief Deputy Susan Fulton.
Morning. 11 is a release of liability waiver of rights and participation agreement for the Secure Continuous Remote Alcohol Monitoring, or the SCRAM program. This is for participants 1 through 3. It's receivable in varied amounts based on test use and monitoring fees, begins on final signature and runs until the participant is no longer under court order to participate in the program. And item number 12 is an amendment with Dr. Isaac Garrett extending his contract period for dental services to inmates in the Davis County Jail, payable in the amount of $625 per week or $125 per hour, whichever is greater, begins 12/13 of 2022 through 12/31 of 2023.
Yeah, thank you. Both very important. I move approval of 11 and 12 as presented.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, let's see. I move approval then with our consent items. We've got the regular commission meeting minutes for November 29th, 2022, which we have read.
And to make this little note, there was a slight change to the minutes from November 29th, 2022. Regular commission meetings minutes that differ from what was posted with the agenda. The change was sent to the commission for review.
Yes. You saw that. Very good. Thank you. So I move approval on that.
Yep. Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. And then for the second one, the December 13th, 2022 Indigent Hardship Abatement Register, took a look, and I move that we deny and hold a hearing to discuss.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Very good. I move that we recess to our Board of Equalization responsibilities.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Commissioners, you have for your consideration today under auditor adjustments. Under appeals, you have a report with various appeals recommended for approval, totaling $186,581. You also have a report with various parcels listed for recommended no change in value, and then the hearing findings report, which also has a $0 recommendation to it, and then, of course, last but not least, the withdrawn report, which has a $0 amount to it as well. Under late abatements, you have a report with various late abatements totaling $9,845.68 recommended for approval. Under corrections, you have one veteran exemption tax abatement for the year 2021 and two items where an exempt entity has purchased property, and so we need to make that correction. Under assessor adjustments, under assessor initiated corrections, there is there's a report with various corrections totaling a negative $806,731. And that is your property tax register for December 13th, 2022.
I move approval.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. And I move that we reconvene commission meeting.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, opportunity for comments. Neil, Curtis?
No comments.
Yeah. I mean, Curtis?
I hope somebody is outside enjoying the powder right now. but other than that, no comments.
I'm sure you can cough a little bit and be like, I got to go. It's COVID related still. Commissioner Cuomo.
I enjoyed the powder because I had just enough time to shovel it this morning with my dog. She was so excited I was there shoveling and she had a ball to play with in the snow. So it's beautiful. It's a blessing. It's absolutely incredible to get all this, even though it's not good for golf. I just have one thing. The Wasatch Integrated Waste Management District, which all three of us commissioners are on that board, and also all of the cities that are members of the district in our county, and most of the 15 cities are part of and proud of a safety award, a national safety award that was given to Wasatch Integrated Waste at the conference. And Nathan Rich is the executive director. He was called up and got this award for the whole nation. It's called the COVID-19 Resiliency. And he actually was asked to discuss some of the things that they did. And it was actually all of the same kinds of things that Brian Hatch was helping all of our Davis County entities to be able to continue their services and their important work through a pandemic and to keep their people safe as well. So a national safety award related, you know, we were giving credit to you at the conference last week again, Brian, and he was recognized for the whole nation and the waste departments throughout the United States. So wonderful. Once again, it was a fantastic conference. I joined in the work session and the commission meeting last week remotely while I was there. And it's something where every single year there are both challenges in waste and opportunities in waste. And I will say that we got a message to give predictions to the Davis Journal for 2023. I gave a few predictions and a resolution of maybe a little less sugar in my life, but the prediction that I left off, which I might just email her back, is that look for this entire county and all of the cities on board to really help raise the awareness for recycling and to be able to do it right. It's a big deal. It's a really big deal in this nation of ours. And thankfully, our waste district does a really good job, but there is still opportunity for improvement. There are technical terms like a circular economy. Do you know what that is? That's where producers and packagers from the very beginning have the end in mind when it comes to products that are not as hard to deal with and for the earth. That's a circular economy. Food waste was a big topic this year. There's so much food that goes into landfills. It's shocking. And that's not only from our households, but it's from food prep and the kind of the remains that don't get used in restaurants. And so there are entities across the nation that actually have figured out how to get it from its source and turn it into compost that then goes to farms locally. So local waste going to local farms and turning it into actually a good thing. So we're seeing these things. We're hearing these things. There's opportunities for all of our cities and our waste district to kind of keep moving in progress. So I thought you'd find that interesting, really interesting. Good conference. Good. There's a lot of science when it comes to waste. So it's pretty fascinating for me. And guess what? Scott Bass asked me where I'd been all week, and I told him, and he looked at me, and he said, that must have been a crappy conference, which was pretty cute. So there you go. It was actually good. That's it.
And I don't have anything, so this meeting is adjourned.